something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Be Filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah. I always have better days. I always have better days. You know, some people say, you know, they're going through a hard time. You know, for that day, they say, you know, it's one of those days. They're trying to say it's one of those tough days, you know, where things don't work out right. That's what they're trying to say. See, but because in their mentality, they have these blue days. They have come to an understanding that things don't always work out. There are some days, tough days. It's one of those days. I don't have any of those days. I am an absolute victor 24 hours a day, every day of the week, every day of the year, every day. I don't give any to the devil. He doesn't stand a chance. I don't give him any. I rule always. I'm in office all the time. See what I mean? He's put the devil under my feet. So I keep him there all the time. He ain't coming out of there. You see, somebody says, it looks like the devil is just running a rampage in my family. No, he's not supposed to be running a rampage. That's where he should be. You trap him there. So, devil, you can't show up anywhere because you're down there. He said, you shall tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means. Whew. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. See, it means that whoever is trying to hurt you is wasting his time. He is fighting a lost battle. He's wasting his time. That's why I tell you, never pray about your enemies. Never pray about those who don't like you or those who despise you, those who got problems with you. Never care about them. Let me tell you a secret. No one who dislikes you can ever be ahead of you. It's a spiritual secret. I'm not even yet talking about hatred. He doesn't hate you. I mean, I'm talking about dislike. I told you, I've never met somebody that I didn't like. Because I made up my mind many years ago. I cannot not like somebody. I've never met someone that I didn't like. Someone who doesn't like you can never be ahead of you. And here's another thought. If he had been ahead of you before he heard of you and disliked you or met you and disliked you, he has put a full stop on his journey. He is not moving further until you're gone past him. That's what the Bible says. See, we are called to inherit a blessing. We are called special. You got to understand this. We're not ordinary folks. See, this thing either works or it doesn't work. But it does work. It works. Tell somebody it works. See, when God wants to stop a man in his tracks, he makes him collide with you. You know, when someone collides with me, you know what I mean by that? If somebody's got a problem with me, no matter where he is, whether I know him, I don't know him. If he's got a problem with me, it means God has determined to frustrate him. You see that? I'm not trying to make this up. It's in the Word. You understand what I'm talking about? See, so you never bother about such things. Because, you see, we've been called to be a blessing to people. And so when someone proves himself unworthy of the blessing that you carry, then he's in a deep mess. He's in trouble. See, have this consciousness in you. Did you ever read in the book of Numbers, the 23rd chapter of the book of Numbers, you'd find how that Balaam, who had been asked to curse Israel, was there trying to curse Israel. He wanted to. He tried. But every time he opened his mouth to curse Israel, God threw a blessing into his mouth. And then he said a blessing. And the man who hired him to curse Israel stopped him. Shut up! I hired you to curse them. And you are blessing them. He said, I'm sorry. I'll try again. Then he tried again to curse Israel. He spoke another blessing. And the man said, shut up! I asked you to curse them. Then Balaam said, look, this is impossible because it shall be said of Israel that which God had wrought. You didn't get that. That means Israel is God's workmanship. And that's what the Bible says about us over in the New Testament, that we are his workmanship. So he said to the man, there is no enchantment against Jacob. No divination against Jacob. Then the man said, okay, don't say anything. Don't bless, don't curse. Just shut up. Oh, glory to God. No enchantment against Jacob. No divination against Jacob. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Turning to the book of Exodus, in chapter number 31, and read from verse 1. Exodus chapter 31. All right, read from verse 1. 1, 2, go. What verse are you? Read verse 3 now. Verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. This guy was heavily gifted by God. How? Through the Spirit. He filled him with wisdom. He filled him with ability. says here, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. Oh my goodness. Now, he gave this gentleman such tremendous ability because he wanted him to do something. He wanted him to carry out the construction of the tabernacle and all the various vessels that should be in there. And God filled him with the Spirit. He filled him with the Spirit. Whatever you want to do, do it through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you haven't received the Holy Spirit, you got a problem. And that means you need to, and you need to today. Don't wait too long. But if you have received the Holy Spirit, it's not enough. You have to be filled with the Spirit continually.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.